From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting migrants might now face Hungarian troops at the Serbian border. Hungary is planning to deploy the military at its southern border with Serbia as part of a crackdown on migrants and human traffickers and is blaming Germany for the massive influx through its territory. The Prime Minister of Hungary, Viktor Orban, said Thursday the Hungarian parliament is pushing through new measures that will create a new legal situation at the borders, even more strict than it was. When asked by the Associated Press whether the military will be deployed to defend Hungary's borders, he said yes. Speaking in Brussels, Orban said the migrant problem is not a European one.
The problem is not a European problem. The problem is a German problem. Nobody would like to stay in Hungary. So we don't have difficulties with those who would like to stay in Hungary. Nobody would like to stay in Hungary, neither in Slovakia, nor Poland, nor Estonia. All of them would like to go to Germany. Our job is only to register them.
Migrants continue to flood into the main train station in Budapest, hoping to board trains to a better life in Western Europe. However, officials said early Thursday that no trains are departing for that destination. So while the immigrants may have been allowed into the station, it's not clear where they'll go without the option of traveling to the West. An overcrowded wooden migrant boat is capsized in stormy seas off the coast of Malaysia. It's killed at least 13 people. Malaysian maritime officials say the boat was likely taking Indonesian workers back home to Sumatra Island when it went down Thursday, not far from the coastal town of Sabak. As many as 100 people are believed to have been on board that boat, according to Malaysian officials. This is VOA News.